Since April 30th, we've documented 162 sea turtle strandings from the Texas-Louisiana border through the Florida Panhandle. The stranding rate that we have, and this is the first 2 weeks of May compared to May five-year average between 2005 and 2009, is up significantly from that rate. Most of the sea turtles that we've documented actually been sea turtle mortalities. Especially in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama, the stranding rate is significantly higher than the background level that we've detected in the past.
Murawski said the apparent spike may be skewed given that they are monitoring the coast more intensively than ever. He said many of the deceased turtles are of the same species.
There's an interesting thing about these turtles. They're almost all of them are juvenile Kemp's Ridley turtles. So that population's interesting because this is one of the major feeding grounds in northern Gulf of Mexico for the juveniles. And many of the adults are actually down off of Mexico right now breeding.
Rowan Gould is acting director for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He said that there have been more than 30 oiled birds, and more than 20 of those were dead.
We've captured a total of 12 birds. 8 of them have been cleaned. 4 have been released. And we've collected 23 oiled birds that were brought in dead into the center. So we've got a total of 33 birds oiled directly associated with the spill.
He added that while his agency is gravely concerned with the number of animals that are already showing signs of being impacted by the spill, he's extremely concerned about what cannot be quantified.
Millions of birds that range across the Western Hemisphere winter in or migrate through these estuaries down here, these marshes and other coastal areas that surround the spill, and dozens of other species of birds and marine mammals spend most of their lives at sea, and so they're foraging in the same waters that are inundated with oil today, right now. We've caught break right now because millions of migratory birds that winter in the Gulf Coast are currently further north on their breeding grounds in Canada, in the northern prairies of the United States. But of immediate concern to us are the dozens of other species of local birds.